Now that the latest snow is melting and the temperature is on the way back up, the focus returns to the impact of the snows and fluctuating temperatures on area roadways. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Emily Kaiser, Communications Coordinator for the Washtenaw County Road Commission. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Was Thursday snow a big cleanup event for your department?
It was. We are hoping it's the last of the winter, but we'll see. We had our full crew out yesterday, and so they switched to winter maintenance work, plowing, and monitoring conditions late in the afternoon around when it started to snow, and then they worked in through rush hour and then back again this morning at 4 a.m.
Speaking of crews, how are they holding up? This has got to have been a very long, hard-working winter for them.
Yes, they are tired. They are tired, but they have been working almost every weekend, and so they, I think, are looking forward to spring and a change of pace, if you will, or a change of seasons.
Can you quantify this winter compared to others, as in twice as much snow or how much more salt you ended up needing?
Yeah, well, I don't know the snow, like the snow amounts, but I do know that we have used almost a historic amount of salt. So we are getting close to record levels. A typical salt usage for a winter is about 18,000 tons. And last time I checked, we were over 22,000 tons.
And usually when we talk about things like this, we hear about overtime hours necessary and budget impact. Have you calculated any of that yet?
So they're working on it, and because we're still kind of in the winter season, they haven't looked at all the final numbers, but they'll be evaluating overtime, you're absolutely right, and making a decision on how that will impact the rest of the year, because that maintenance budget will go into what we can have in there to be able to maintain roads during the summer, whether that's gravel grading or if there's some resurfacing work that we can do. This winter will probably impact the amount of work we're able to do this summer, but they're still working on those numbers.
Okay, now we're done with snow. Let's just put that out there. We turn to potholes. Now, I understand part of Platte Road is actually closed due to too many potholes.
It is. There's a section in York Township that we had to close yesterday due to the road is literally disintegrating. And so there is clay coming up through the road, and it's just not a stable surface at this point. And so we had to close that down to traffic to try to protect both the drivers and people having to go over it, but also trying to protect the road because it is so fragile right now. And it's going to be closed for a while, and we have to do some major work before we'll be able to get that back open.
Since you're a spokesperson for the Washtenaw County Road Commission, can you explain to us what causes a pothole?
Well, so potholes, it's really pothole season, and it's an annual thing. I know we all don't like, and we at the Road Commission don't like it either. But there's a couple factors that people need to consider, especially this year, because of the really dramatic freeze and thaw cycles. That's one of the major causes of potholes. And so we've seen some pretty dramatic ones this year, and that's where it allows water to get into any of the cracks that may be in our roads, and there's a lot of cracks in our roads. So the water seeps in, it freezes and expands and creates a void underneath that road. And once that water goes away, that void is still there, and as cars pound over it, it pushes it down and creates that pothole. So the freeze-thaw cycle is a big part of it. I think another factor in pothole season is historically Michigan has underinvested in its infrastructure. And so there's been some additions to state funding and some changes in how roads are funded in the last year or so, but we're just starting to see the effects of that. And it's going to take years, if not decades, for us to get caught up. And so pothole season will continue to be a very dramatic thing like we're seeing out there this year.
All right, we'll look forward to the repairs. Hope your crews get a break. And Emily Kaiser, Communication Coordinator for the Washtenaw County Road Commission, thanks for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.